You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
702.
Bongani Bingwa.
Wrapping up your day.
Right, as I said a little earlier, exactly a year ago, the Tshwane Metro was on fire as residents prepared to vote in the local government elections. The protests were, as I said a moment ago, against the imposed ANC candidate Toko Didiza, who was preferred by the party over the previous mayor, Kgosietse Ramakgopa. In the event, it was all to no avail because Solim Simanga was sworn in as the mayor, as the DA led a coalition in Tshwane. And it's a pleasure now to welcome the executive mayor of Tshwane, Solim Simanga, on the phone. Thank you for your time. Exactly a year ago, perhaps you knew you could have a sniff at being mayor, but on the 1st of August 2016, it was far from guaranteed, wasn't it?
Good afternoon, Bongani, and good afternoon to the 702 listeners. Indeed, you're right. You know, I knew there were things that I knew or things that we knew, and we knew that there were things that we didn't know. But boy, did we find a whole lot of things that we didn't know that we didn't know. So, you know, we had to hit the ground running. We had to, you know, start putting processes and systems in place, which we're still trying to get right even now. You'd appreciate that ours was a city that was in a 2 billion rand deficit when we took this municipality. We'll be making some very big announcements very, very soon in terms of where we are with the financial standing right now, Bongani. We'll also be talking about a number of things that had been introduced that we count, you know, as things that had gone very, very well in the previous year, and things that we now need to be also honest about, things that, you know, hasn't really been improving that much that we still need to focus on. So that's where we are, and this has been a very, very roller coaster of a year, but it's something that I think needs to be done, and we need to continue building upon that.
I mean, how has the year gone from your perspective? What did you inherit from the previous administration?
Well, I must say we inherited a mixed bag, Bongani. One of the things that we inherited was a lot of contracts that were entered into illegally or were entered into wrongfully, and Treasury has confirmed that with us. The smart meter contract is one of those where we have actually paid up to 3 billion rand, you know, for smart meters.
Yes.
And the meters that we got are not really smart. That's one.
I remember covering that particular story, and your party, you know, spoke quite boldly around the issues that were being raised at the time. For example, let's talk about the smart meter contract. I mean, those smart meters weren't only smart, a number of them were not even working. What have you done to try and recover some of those monies or at least cancel those contracts?
You know, Bongani, to quote the magistrate or the judge that was listening to this case, he says, you can actually write a case study purely just on this. Because this has been one disaster of a contract that has had the city locked in the contract. And we have been trying, and we still are in court, trying to come out of this. We asked, the court is set now for, I think, September, where we will be again in court, where we're trying to set this whole court case aside. We have had a meeting with Treasury. Treasury has actually come and backed us to say, you know, this shouldn't have been entered into in the first instance, and they will assist us wherever possible to try and come out of this contract. And so that's where we are right now. We're in a court. We're in a court process to try and come out of it. You know, there has been a discussion that took place between the contractor and the city, who's been saying that, well, is there a possibility of settling out of court? But what they came up with, I wasn't happy with, and I told them I'm not going to go, you know, even into a word about discussing the possibility of coming, you know, to a conclusion with what they were proposing. So as far as things stand right now, we're still going to court to try and have the whole contract nullified, which will then have other ramifications as well. That means that the 950 million rand that is sitting in the accrual account can freely and be put into the use by the city for our capital expenditure project.
In terms of just overall, I mean, I know there's the smart meter project. You released information the other day about invoices that had been paid, I think, through the speaker. There are a number of issues that you've raised in the last year. I mean, what are we talking about in total in terms of the monies of irregular spending that you say you have uncovered?
Well, Bongani, you know, the 2 billion rand that we said we've uncovered, it's just by the tip of an iceberg. Because we think the rod had gone very, very, very deep into this. And this goes to what we released last week in terms of the wrongdoing in the office of the speaker, where, you know, people were, you know, the invoices of party political activities were paid out of the taxpayers' money, where we had, you know, people paying for a bottle of water at the cost of 200 rand, a liter of milk at the cost of 200-300 rand. I mean, I can go on the whole day. That's what we've inherited. And that's what we started cleaning up last year when we started using the e-procurement system to make sure that, you know, our procurement systems now are almost watertight in terms of how we spend the taxpayers' money. So those are some of the things that we've inherited. And you need to appreciate as well that, you know, we're talking only about the 2 billion rand that was in the deficit that we had to deal with. But there were also contracts that we find ourselves now locked into that, you know, the previous administration knew that they didn't even have money to, you know, to start those projects or to, you know, to conclude certain projects. But in any way, work was carried. And now we're having a lot of suppliers as well coming, or service providers coming to us and say, we were given an instruction, we don't care whether you do or you don't have the money, you now need to pay us. So in certain instances, you find yourself in court of law trying to defend or trying to make arrangements that, you know, your bank accounts don't get attached, and it's a big mess.
Sully, obviously there's a lot you can blame on the previous administration. Throughout the afternoon, I've been asking listeners to send us questions. A number of them relate to issues of service delivery around electricity, around you know, intermittent supply of water, for example. People saying in a number of communities in Soshanguve, in Mabopane, in Mamelodi, Garankuwa, Winterveld areas, saying that service delivery hasn't improved under your administration. In some cases, people are saying things have got worse. Now, you surely can't blame that on the previous administration.
Well, Bongani, you now need to take a number of things into consideration when it comes to issues of electricity. And this is something that I've also taken up even at the presidential Mulmec that we've had. That South Africa is becoming, or South Africa is the biggest exporter of copper, but you'd appreciate that we don't even have a copper mine in South Africa. We're experiencing copper theft on a daily basis, actually even on an hourly basis. I just now stepped out of a MACO meeting right now where I was given just last month's you know, figures in terms of how much copper we needed to replace. And you, it runs into millions of rands every month that we now need to replace in terms of you know, the copper that gets stolen. And what is very interesting, Bongani, is the fact that, you know, people who go into these substations know exactly what to target. I mean, it's not as if, you know, it's opportunistic thievery that is taking place. You'd find that people will go into a substation like they did in the Lotta substation. They were able to open up without triggering the alarm, without triggering the pepper spray. They were able to open up the door and strip the whole substation clean. Now, that is, for me, you know, something that is very, very suspicious. And you now need to also look into the issues that we are experiencing as well with the water supply. In certain areas, you find that the reservoirs, the valves at the reservoirs are just broken down, left there, and then people just disappear. And so now this is why we say that we now need to ensure that we beef up security at some of our infrastructure.
Well, that's where I was going to go, to say that if you know that these people are likely to come and attack these facilities in this way, how are you beefing up security? Right. Because, of course, there are 3,000 security guards who are unhappy with you.
No, well, Bongani, again, you now need to put things into perspective. You have 3,000 guards that are not happy. But how many of the 3,000 can say that they were employed by the city? That's one of the things that, you know, I've been asking that people need to ask. because the people who have made millions of the bags of the security guards are now smiling all the way to the bank without even having considered what is going to happen after the three-year contract that was given to them. And in me trying to turn around the financial woes of the city, we needed to look at the resources that we had at our disposal. One of the resources that we had at our disposal is the Metro Police officers, which you know, is the highest number in South Africa that we have of Metro Police officers. So we needed to say, do we go and spend 840 million rand again on security companies, or do we make use of the 4,000 police men and women that we have, and to ensure that we are able to then protect you know, our facilities much better, as much as we will be able to do law enforcement, road law enforcement.
All right,
we needed to make that call, and we needed to also say, in doing that, how much will we be able to save? Not to say that we will not go into a security contract, but we need to go into a lesser security contract than the 840 million that we have to go into the last 3 years.
I have to come in here and say that your party always runs on the ticket of being able to deliver wherever you govern. But whilst you can maybe blame copper theft on some of the electricity issues, things like rubbish collection, these are things people have been complaining about, rubbish collection, pavements not being fixed as quickly as they would like, land grabs as an issue that people have been complaining about. People in the Estrus community, for example, saying that the drug problem in that community persists and that they're feeling ignored. I mean, there are a number of scenarios in which many residents of Tshwane are saying it's the same old, you know,
well,
same script,
well,
different cast.
Let's break what you've just said now into small chunks so that we don't confuse listeners. Service delivery is actually improving. You want to come, you can come, we'll show you the figures. And we said, this is the first month, actually, that we've had a full budget that belongs to our administration. The previous term ended just the previous financial year ended just around July, because we our first month in where we had our full budget is the 1st of July. Now we only have a month where we had a full budget that we have put together and we are able to control. Now, you talk about issues of service delivery. One of the things that we said we would do, and which we started doing now, we have just finished now a meeting with the local labor forum, where we introducing an extra 1,000 people that are going to be employed to make sure that issues of plumbing, issues of electricity are taken care of in the short space of time, than having to wait for specialized welders or specialized plumbers to come and attend to leaking water meters or to leaking pipes or burst pipes and electricity outages. So we're already putting that in place. Let's talk about the issue of the cleaning that has been taking place. One of the things that we inherited as well, which we went to court and just won our case in court, was with a service provider who in the beginning was contracted as a fleet provider, but it somehow changed into waste collecting as well, not just fleet provision. Which we were then saying, when we came in as the new administration, we said this is illegal, and we won our case in court. And now we are in the process of putting in a bid together where service providers will actually be able to clean communities and will be able to then take care of the rubbish better than what has been happening before. More than that, we've had a situation where service providers themselves, because of the way that the contractor had been treating them, had actually been the ones that preventing the trucks from going in there. We had to get Metro Police vehicles to escort some of the trucks to go into some areas to collect rubbish. That's not an ideal situation, but it's a situation nonetheless that we had to deal with, and we're dealing with it. And we're now seeing, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. Let's deal with the issue of Yesterday's. I've had a number of meetings with the people in Yesterday's. I've been to Yesterday's a number of times. Dealing with the issues of drugs, dealing with the issues of people that are saying they want to be on the housing list, and we've availed the resources in terms of registering people to be on the housing list. We've encouraged people to do that. The issue of drugs, we have had a number of drug busts, even in Nantes in Yesterday's, where we have said we've put a narcotics team together, the first in South Africa narcotics team to be working, specializing in that we were able to send people to be trained by the American DEA, and now they're back. They are doing an exceptional amount of work in trying to get rid of the drugs. Now, the issue of Yesterday's, again, people don't want to move out of Yesterday's, Bongani, and something that is becoming a bit of a problem. We said we want to register people, but the land that is available for them to be allocated housing, it's in their mafias as an example. And most of the people in Yester are saying they don't want to move away from their community. They are a community as they are, and they want to be built houses around there. And you'd appreciate that Yester is also surrounded by a mountain there. So that means you cannot expand past that. So
all right.
I think we need to be very careful and fair in how we assess these things. We are doing the best that we can. We will admit when things are not going the right way, but also we now need to put facts on the table.
All right, Salim Simanga there. I suppose in a year you weren't going to solve all the problems, but best of luck as you reflect on the past year and, of course, what you need to continue to deliver to the residents of Tshwane.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right, that's the executive mayor of Tshwane, Salim Simanga. And if you live in Tshwane, if you live in the metro, what is life under the DA like? Are you happier? Do you think service delivery has improved? Do you think the issues that Salim Simanga has explained, are those excuses or are those explanations that you want to accept at face value? Do you want to give him the benefit of the doubt? So we want to know, what is life like in Tshwane under the DA?